Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The world-famous Hearst Publishing owns History Channel and has produced a giant two-hour hit piece just as they made a declaratory statement admitting that they were putting out a Popular Mechanics magazine and book hit piece before it came out. They've now announced that it is a massive debunking of us. They told us it was not a debunking, that it wasn't a, quote, Popular Mechanics-style piece. Little did I know, it was literally being run by them. This is unbelievable, and we're demanding that they have a disclaimer that it is the parent company of Popular Mechanics that has put out the book. I demand that go and be added. They're always adding stuff right at the minute. Or just cut me out. I'm going to call Brad Davis, and I'm going to tell him, you listen, you lied to me, you misrepresented. They also weaseled some footage from us, and they haven't even honored some stuff on that end, and I'm going to come after them. I mean, I want these weasels to know this. I'm tired of their bull. I'm not going to put up with it. You need to just get the big piece. We're putting out our counter propaganda to counter their propaganda. We've got the truth. They've got lies. We're going to win. Jason Burmes, Dylan Avery. Just in closing here, gentlemen, any other comments you've got about the situation?
Nothing really comes to my mind. What about you, Burmes?
You know, I just want to tell people that in light of this, we need to redouble our efforts. This is going to be airing 1 month before the September 11th anniversary down in New York City, and as many people as can make it need to get there.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, Corey Rowe is fine.
Yeah, Corey is doing well and wants to be back in a few weeks. He's just having to go through all his paperwork.
We're hoping to see him very, very shortly, Alex.
Well, I need to get on the phone with him. I've been playing phone tag with him, but it's just absolutely amazing the type of... You know, I had Colonel Craig Roberts on a couple days ago, and he said after 30 years in, they tried to tell him he had to come back or they'd do an AWOL on him.
That's ridiculous.
That is amazing.
30 years. I mean, come on. You couldn't find anyone better?
And tell Tim Spark there, I say, hi, gentlemen, and... Just feel free to send any information to Paul Watson, who's doing a big report on this, to go ahead and send that to him, because he's going to be writing it right now.
All right, well, I just sent that picture to you and Aaron, and if you want, I'll go through my cell phone video and extract a couple clips.
That would be absolute heaven, Valhalla, if you could send us some clips of the weasels interviewing you for the website as well.
Sure thing, man. I think I recorded about an hour and a half of my interview, well, the whole thing, so I'll go through there probably at some point today and try and clip out some stuff.
Fantastic. Thanks a million, Dylan. Don't spend too much time. Just keep working on Final Cut, which is nearing completion. God bless.
Thanks, Alex. It's always good to be on.
You bet. Take care. There goes Dylan Avery and Jason Burmes. And I spent about 45 minutes on that because this is important. A massive two-hour hit piece that will be seen by 10 million people conservatively. Their top audiences are 5.9 million an hour. This is their top slot. Sunday nights on History after 8 p.m. is their prime slot. I looked at their ratings. This could potentially be 12 million viewers. And then they're going to air it the next day. And then they're going to air it a week later. And then over and over and over and over and over again. And that's just in the U.S. Hundreds of millions will see this wicked hit piece. And we got to make sure when they do Google searches or they look, we got to make sure they find out conflict of interest. I literally said to Brad Davis, I said, this isn't a Popular Mechanics type deal, is it? And he said, oh, no, nothing like that. We're looking at both sides and... we're going to get 50-50 time, and I said, are you interviewing Megs? And, I might talk to him. I might talk to him. Turns out it's the same company, same people, and I bet my bottom dollar that he wrote the whole thing and is running the operation. I think I'm going to go give Megs a little visit when I'm in New York up there next month. I think I'm going to drop by Hearst. I've had enough of these people. I think I'm going to drop by there with some cameras. Of course, the cops will show up and say, no more filming in America, because these dirtbags think they're taking this country down. They think they're going to destroy this country. They got another thing coming.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BertieWater.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, they got the government running around saying have a weak supply of food, you know, because the Al-Qaeda is going to nuke us. That's not the real threat. The threat is the military-industrial complex staging some type of nuke attack. And believe me, they may do it. The economy could implode. That's already starting to happen. I don't want that to happen. I fight against that happening. That may not happen. But let me tell you, I put my money where my mouth is. I've had storable foods for about a decade. And I got a lot of storable food now. And I got some storable food that got to be about 6 years old, and I just gave it to family, and it's good for another 3 or 4 years, and they've got it. And I'm going to buy even more storable food. In fact, I've been so busy, I haven't had time to call them and tell them exactly what I want, but I think you need to give a call to eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, at eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633 and say, I want your catalog, or I want a year supply of food, or I want to get involved. This is high-quality food from the oldest continually operating company in the U.S., and I got it more than a year supply from them, and frankly, I'm getting more. And you need firearms, you need a little bit of gold, you need to not get into more debt. And again, it's not because I'm in fear I do this, it's because I'm in control. I got a farm I can run to. I've got storable food. And heaven help whoever tries to get in my way of protecting my family. I'm not looking for trouble, but red on yellow kills a fellow, folks. You know, I got a rattle, and I'm letting you know, leave me alone. Don't tread on me. Just get out of my way, you dumb scum. I mean, it really comes down to that. You love the world. You love all its lies. Go ahead and go down with it. As for me, I'm trying to make provision to protect my family. All right, I meant to plug some food, and I go off into a big rant. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Very important information. Just call them today or you're totally insane. Also, you need high-quality water filters. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get a big discount and a free sports bottle filter or Sheltering in Place DVD. And that, of course, is the great folks at New Millennium Concepts. Get your Big Berkey Gravity Fed filter today. That's 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Call New Millennium Concepts, made in America, black Berkeys. They got the British Berkeys that aren't as good, but they're excellent. I still have one I bought 9 years ago. Yeah, 1998. Yeah, I guess that's 9 years ago, 8 years ago. So it's all available there for you right now. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the big discounts. A $300 filter is $198 when you tell them that. And then you also get a free gift. Just tell them Alex Jones sent you. 888-803-4438. Okay, because preparedness is the key. Being ready, being prepared. Speaking of somebody who's prepared, he's up in the outback of Canada. He lives off a wood-burning stove out in the country, but he's got a website. We got links to it up on Infowars.com. He's Alan Watt. Meant to have him up for an hour and a half, but this hit piece news broke. And so we're talking about that, but I want to get him back up in the next few weeks for a full 2 hours. Alan Watt, tell us again a little bit about your background, and let's get into this whole Hearst publishing thing and media manipulation, because you're well-versed on that.
Yes, I've been following the history of these characters that give us our perceptions, and that's the whole thing. Perception just becomes reality for the general public. They don't imagine that they're being lied to on a daily basis, every day of their lives, by the major media. And yet, you go into the histories of these medias, especially the Hertz and other families. These are the guys who helped start wars by saying it was already underway, nothing was really happening. They did that with the American-Spanish War, and Hertz sent his men down there to see what was happening. Nothing was happening. He says, well, make it happen. Just write about it. Say there's a war started, and that's how the whole thing started. Next thing you know, the American citizenry was all gung-ho for it, thinking it was really happening. So they created a war, a fictional war to begin with.
Yeah, they wrote stories about how the Cubans were raping all the women and
right. Atrocities
and camps and
mm-hmm. And
then finally blew the battleship up and that got things going nicely.
Oh, yeah, so this is nothing new to them. If people could just understand that major media has always been in the business of controlling the minds of the populations, they begin to catch on. But they've been trained over the last 30 years especially. Now, Zbigniew Brzezinski went into this whole process when he said in his own book, The Great Chessboard, The Grand Chessboard, and Between Two Ages, he said, shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. They'll only be able to repeat what they've learned on the previous night's news. Well, that's happened for most people. They cannot imagine they're being lied to on such an incredibly grand scale. Even though Goebbels, the propagandist for Adolf Hitler, said when you're going to tell a lie, you tell the biggest lie possible.
Well, I use this example a lot because it's simple. Both the chairman of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees do not know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the general public can't even find these countries on maps.
They can't. I watched that on a so-called newscast not long ago, and they were asking the average American where these countries were. And a few of them were actually pinpointing Australia. So that's where they thought.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video. They thought that was where Al-Qaeda lived, yeah.
That's right, uh-huh. So, you know, they have an ignorant population, easily led, easily manipulated. They're on a roll now. The whole thing is run through fear.
Well, remember 2 years ago, everybody, or a year ago, when gas hit 78 a barrel, they got mad. It's now almost $80 a barrel, and people don't even know what that means. The dollar's plunging at free fall speeds. I'm totally freaked out. The average yuppie's just getting more nose rings.
Well, it was funny because Donald Rumsfeld came on the news when the oil went through or passed the $50 a barrel mark, and he said the psychological barrier has been broken. He said, don't be surprised to see if it double in the course of a year.
The New York Times saying $100 a barrel. Folks, that's going to mean $5 to $6 a gallon, depending on where you live, within a year.
And that goes right along with, again, the Kyoto Accord. People better take note of this Kyoto Accord. where all the leaders have signed in to cut back all emissions of
And they say it's not just to form a taxation grid, but to blow out the middle class further in England,
yes.
Canada, and Western Europe, to where we're so broke we literally have to go into their system.
We must go. That's the whole thing. And then eventually, to clear up the rural areas, they're going to tax them even more.
And the new animal ID and premises ID, they're doing the same thing in Canada with inspectors to shut you down?
Yeah, and move you into these so-called habitat areas, just overcrowded cities, where there'll be no private property, according to the United Nations. There'll be no private property.
Federal courts have now ruled if you live in housing, you have no Bill of Rights.
Yes. Well, in Canada, I cannot buy oil for my tank if I wanted to use oil heating. That's why I'm getting wood in. Unless I pay the government to inspect my premises and my old burner. And I told them where to go with it. Yeah.
People have no idea, Alan, how vicious this elite is. How soon do you think on the timeline where they're at right now until they'll be doing just the huge mass exterminations?
Within the next 2 to 5 years, because they have to do something to keep this panic going, this change. It's just change thereafter. Panic and change, getting us all panicking, they'll direct the changes and where we're supposed to go. And it's on a roll. Rumsfeld said something after 9/11, and these characters don't just talk off the top of their heads. It's all symbolic, you know, cultic for the higher boys involved. He said this war might take 100 years. He didn't mean just war with the Middle East. It was a war to change the whole structure and society of the world.
It's a war on humanity.
It is.
It's a war on goodness. Briefly, because I concur with your analysis, but I want to get your angle on it, how they revel in hurting innocents, how they have a kind of profane logic, and it is genius how they work things. They're ordered out of KO system.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's well known in the higher sciences, even in ancient times, and Plato and others wrote about it, of how to change society drastically at the end of ages, as they call it. And how you must completely destroy all that was in order to make room for all that will be new. They're talking about a completely reorganized, structured society coming from a caring society with some humanity or humanitarian causes being at the top of the list and changing it into a society of service to a world state.
They opened the Club of Rome last year with the Prince of... Jordan leading it, and of course they publicly say reduce 80% of the public, and he started with a H.G. Wells quote, and to paraphrase, I actually have it here on the stack, maybe during a break I'll dig it out, Alan, but he says in there, and I'm sure you're aware of it, he says, well, he said there was no morals, no compass, that we should be ruthless like the universe, and we should be. And so they say it's scientific that they're allowed to kill and murder and that it's a good thing, but I guarantee you, if they're the ones getting killed or murdered, they don't see it that way.
Absolutely. These guys are psychopathic. They're inbred. And at the top of every country in the world, the people who've arisen there and become the aristocracy of all cultures and races tend to be psychopathic, to fight and claw and kill to get up there and hold on to power and garnish all the wealth from the people below them. So we have inbred hereditary psychopaths that have formed a huge club. They are the global elites. They all go over to London to get knighted, even the Japanese ones at the top. And a lot of the United States ones, that's what gets me. Even the top gangsters want to get knighted by the Queen. It's quite an amazing thing to see how they all arrive at the top by clawing their way up and destroying many people to get up there. And then they want to get knighted by the Queen. That's their mark or their badge of honor, being accepted into nobility. Right?
Powell wasn't just made a knight. He was made a knight commander.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And, of course, Papa Bush got knighted and Kissinger got knighted.
Also knight commanders. And again, it's come out that the Queen actually owns controlling interest in most of the tabloids that are making fun of herself. She creates that artificial image of herself as a booby when in reality she's completely wicked.
That's right. It's incredibly amazing to show the royal family's propagandist team making propaganda movies about royalty, and 2 or 3 years later they're allowed to expose how they did it and how it was all fictional. They're so arrogant about it.
Yep, and then the average person says, oh, the Queen's a joke, she can't run anything, and I'm like, she produced all that. She literally owns half of Canada, the oil. And every time I say that, I get an email going, that's not true. And then we have all the proof where she literally owns Australia, Canada, South Africa. The blacks didn't get South Africa, folks. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. Talk about a lot more. Tell you about his website. Please stay with us.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 2nd, 2007, gold 665, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.66, $338.80 for half, $169.40 for quarter. That's $686.66, $338.80, and $169.40. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Folks, elites thousands of years ago learned about psychology, how to control civilizations. And then it wasn't about who could create the best art or who was the best craftsman or who knew how to plant crops the best. It was who knew how to manipulate and lie to people. And so we now have a synthesis and private guilds who guard this knowledge, private intelligence agencies. And they have a lot of occult trappings because they're so ancient. They've, you know, vestigially kept all of that, but they also believe in it. And they are predatory. They revel in hurting us. They revel in being ruthless. Just like a killer whale might play with a baby seal before it eats it as it slings it about its head. And then we've been conditioned, though, a baby seal will run from a killer whale. We've been conditioned to hop right over to it so it can eat us at its leisure and then rip us apart in front of everyone, and the baby seals run forward thinking it's mama. This is mind control. Alan Watt, you're up in Canada. Bush, a few months ago, on C-SPAN, it's in my film Endgame coming out, says they're merging the North American Union with Europe. They say we're now merging. They're already merging that, and we can't even get Americans and Canadians to know when we have the SPP documents that they're merging them. They just say it's all lies, and about 30-40% of the public still buys it. The rest know it's happening, but still just get caught up in arguing with the denial. That's mind control, isn't it?
It is mind control. It's also legalistic. They legally tell you what they're doing, and then you have the media coming on and almost drifting your back off into the irrelevant little stories, and people think, well, things are really still normal. And so they're in a form of, they are under mind control, there's no doubt.
Yeah, they introduce it to Pavlovianly acclimate you to accepting, and then at the same time come in and deny, which psychologically creates it where you like the media. The government tells you Al-Qaeda's going to get you, and then the media says, oh no, it wasn't a real threat, they were just warning you everything's okay. Or Bush will say Al-Qaeda's going to hit, and then the next day say, no, it isn't a threat. So, oh, he scares you, but then he also comforts you.
Yeah. It puts you in a form of dissociation. You're dissociated with reality. And because it seems so confusing, the average person will simply close down to that and put it out of their minds and carry on as usual. That is a psychological process.
But Alan, it's so obvious to me. It's so obvious to you. It was obvious to me just growing up, and then I read history books, and there it was. Is there something wrong with us, or is there something different with us and those millions of people out there that instinctively, organically, are almost immune to this?
I think, personally, because I do know that they did intentionally give everyone inoculations which were meant to target specific areas of the brain beginning around the 1950s. This is documented to kill off the higher levels of thinking. They wanted a passive population that were going to bring through incredible changes. But not all of us got affected the same way. So there's no doubt about it. Some people have lost their ability to reason. And these are critical thinking abilities which you need for survival.
Yeah, they've been
purposes.
Given chemical lobotomies. You're literally talking to zombies. Yeah.
And you were mentioning earlier about leadership qualities amongst the people. Well, the reason they gave the Ritalin, for instance, to children, mainly young males, was to knock out those who had potential leadership qualities. They didn't want...
Well, everybody knows when you go pick a puppy for hunting, you generally want the male puppy that's the most, not even aggressive, but the most hyper.
Yes, absolutely.
Same thing with racehorses.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with people, young boys who are intelligent and got lots of energy and ask questions.
Showing, in fact, asking questions is when they put you on Ritalin, disrupting. It's that leadership, yes.
That's what they're after. Yeah, they said a long time ago they'd have to eradicate those with leadership qualities to bring up a whole world population through massive changes. And that's what they've been doing. It's been warfare on us all.
Well, notice how in the name of liberalness, too, they say, oh, no more valedictorian, no more dodgeball, no more rewarding excellence. They want us to be just this mindless group of kind of green-skinned minions.
We're all one, you see. Yeah, we're all one. Yeah.
And Alan, plug your website right now.
It's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And the European site is also alanwattsentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts of my talks in other languages.
Yeah, you're smart to have a mirror site, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, these days you have to.
Yeah, give the websites again.
It's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. I also have other ones, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, net, etc.
Does that ever frustrate you that, I mean, you have this, because I know I do, this burning desire to warn people, and a lot of times you can't, there's nobody home. They're just glassy-eyed zombies.
They are, and they've been brought up again with television from day one. The fiction on television, which is constantly programming them through fiction, that becomes the reality, and they cannot tell hard fact from reality anymore. It's all one big mushy thought in their head, this whole reality they're living in. In fact, often the characters on TV are more real than their next-door neighbors.
Well, they say that's their friends.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They have little relationships with the television. And oh, it's all about making you feel inadequate, powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's sick. Stay there, Ellen One.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Big report coming out in the next few hours by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. More reports at JonesReport.com coming out in the next few hours as well. Watch those spaces for key information. Our guest is Alan Watt. Links to his website up on Infowars.com. That's what we do. We bring you the leaders, the people that have the info, the people that we can tell are pure of heart and have the right spirit in this fight, and we try to give them a platform to reach a wider audience, and we always hope in turn that they magnify our work as well. It's through that synergy that we can move forward against the New World Order. Alan, there's so many examples of this control. But take a police officer who's been told, you've got to guard society, you've got to manage the people. That's what they tell them now in Canada, the U.S., England. You've got to mind them like they're children. I want the cops to know. I mean, they'd give you the shots with the mercury. And by the way, they didn't take it out. They increased it. And then Bush, when they tried to take it out in Congress, vetoed it and said it stays in. And then we got studies written, and we've got Julian Huxley and all the rest of them, Bertrand Russell. These are people that set everything up today, saying they were going to use mercury to brain damage you. They'd done studies 80 years ago. They knew it attacked the cerebral cortex, you know, the key areas where they believe, you know, consciousness rests, where it integrates all the rest of the data from the brain. Alan, I mean, can you speak to the police, the military, people who have been conditioned and just hear us and just don't? I mean, when the government got caught buying billions of dollars in fake news, and it turned out the very people bought to go put out fake news were saying, well, martial law is the next step, and the police state's good, and they're putting transponders and inspection stickers from Missouri to Texas to start the taxing of the roads. The people don't want it. Government doesn't ask now. They just do it. I mean, on one side, I mean, just speak to those points I'm raising.
Well, what they've created is, again, is this. See, they understand tribalism. And when you create a dysfunctional society, and that's what we have at the moment, is dysfunctional, intentionally so, through incredible indoctrination and the creation of dissatisfaction throughout society and families, etc., who've been under attack for a long time, people still crave this cohesiveness of a form of tribal nature. And so they bring these guys into the military or the police, and they give them all those tribal outlets for those tribal instincts to bond until they see themselves as almost a separate species.
And that's the key. They start attacking the family, and I read in the 20s and 30s and 40s. I mean, I have textbooks right here at UT. I have textbooks in England. They say, we're going to take the true tribe of the family away. We're going to turn men and women against each other. We're going to create modern feminism. We're going to do all this. Margaret Sanger, the eugenicists, they all created. And then we're going to give them the state as their new tribe, just as 1984 says. Go ahead.
Yes, and if you go back into, see, all these guys, Russell, etc., and H.G. Wells, H.G. Wells was writing on behalf of this elite as a propagandist in the late 1800s, even.
He says this.
Yeah, he was recruited by Huxley's grandfather, Sir Thomas Huxley, who was a professor at the university there. And each member of the propagandists that were recruited were given a red tie for revolution, their revolution, you see, funded and chartered by the royal family. They were chartered to exist to do this job. And Wells was writing about the creation of what they called free love back in the late 1890s. So this is not a new thing at all. He said we must destroy the family unit to bring in the scientifically controlled society.
And now I look at it, I look at the general public. Now, you see people who are aware, you can see it in their eyes, they still have that fire, that electricity. Look at photos from 100 years ago, black and white. Do you see how the photos stand out? There's this energy that people were energized. They were also ready to fight and die at that time. And I've seen old footage of people, you know, even serfs. There is an energy. And now I look at people, and it's like they have no souls. You see the dead eyes. And then I see evil people. They've got the electricity in their eyes that is evil servants and people in control. They see that we have and I'm not trying to get kooky here, folks. I mean it. You can see the consciousness in the eye. Alan, you want to talk to that?
Yes. Again, going back to what we're talking about there with the elite, they all say, every one of these authors say that Plato's Republic was the blueprint for their world agenda. The Republic was to be their utopia of a guardian class that owned the whole world and everything in it and everyone in it. And the commoners would be called the its, not human. And they would breed, this is written 2,300 years ago, they would breed the commoners to do specific tasks, tall ones to pick apples and short ones to be miners and all this kind of thing by selective breeding. And they would also create a military class. And then at the end, they said they'd bring in females into the military, and they would work alongside, doing the same work as the average soldier.
And that's the big secret about positive and negative eugenics, and that's their term, is that when you actually read the writings, they say, we tell the public it's to make the race better, but actually we want to dumb people down. We want to hurt people. We want to make them, as Huxley wrote in 1932 in Brave New World.
Mm-hmm. And also once they get inbreeding between the male and female military class, then you have a more permanent type of separate class over society again, who also think they're superior, this military class. We see that already in police and military today. they're being taught drastically that they are different, they are superior than the common civilians, and the power is going to their head. And we're looking at hell coming shortly here, because these characters are pretty vicious. They see us as the enemy, and they plan to let loose these characters on those who are speaking out.
Well, we see now two of our listeners, actually three, separately, at two different events. The cops came to their home and said, I'm under military orders to arrest you, and beat the daylights, choked one of them, busted the wind out, and then charged them with that, even though there were witnesses that he assaulted them. And then they just take them to jail now. You're not allowed to fly a flag upside down.
Mm-hmm. And again, now it's becoming policy. They're not bothering about laws. It's our policy to do this. And
it's our policy you can't videotape in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's our policy to take your children.
I did an interview with Butch Chancellor, whose wife had been in the hospital, and they wanted to put her in a hospice. And he managed to get her back because we did a show on them, and they bombarded that hospital with emails and letters.
Tell us briefly about that story.
Well, 10 years ago, he'd taken his wife into the hospital. She was a little bit dizzy. And in the hospital, they brought in a top surgeon who was doing experimental surgery, who basically drilled two holes through her brain to relieve pressure and left her paralyzed and with short-term memory. And then they kicked her out at that time. So he took care of her for 10 years. Then recently she had to go in. She had some kidney problems, kidney stones, and he decided they wanted her back in again because, you see, it's a business. The healthcare industry is a business.
They admit it now, and I'm not saying there aren't some good individual doctors, but the system, well, the Rockefellers took it over in the 20s, and then I actually found the university documents where they put money into how to spread cancer through vaccines, how to put in a crystallized form cancer to spread it, and look, now it's up since the 20s, 3,000%, Alan.
Oh, yes, but I've got the videotape of the talk that was given by Dr. Salk and his staff, the guy who did the polio vaccine. And they admitted, he admitted right in it, he says, oh, yeah, we knew we were putting cancer viruses in. There was over 400 cancer viruses, simian viruses, that could only create cancer. There's no other function in every polio shot. He admitted that. And then I went into his history, and Dr. Salk was one of the leaders of the whole eugenicist movement. Why was the wolf coming out to help the public?
Well, there's a lot of evidence now showing that they actually released the polio itself.
Absolutely. So they created these problems. Again, back to Butch, he's got his wife back through because we did some shows on him. And he had a visit a few nights ago from a social worker who lied about the department. He got his video camera, went to the door.
Start over, your phone cut out. Start over.
Yeah, a few days ago, he got a visit from the social worker department. And at least that's what she said she was from, this feminazi type. And he went and grabbed his video camera and went to the door. And two cops appeared from either side of the door. Now they're coming to your door for a social work visit with policemen.
Well, let's stop right there. In 1900, the British created social workers nationwide to be spies in the community, to sterilize, and in England actually kill people quietly who had any type of mental illness or deformity. And so that was then brought here. Social workers are their social change agents. They are literally the frontline core of this.
Well, absolutely. And you cannot get a straight answer from them. These public servants, as they call themselves. You can't get a straight answer. They lie as to what department they came from. They leave you no card, calling card, or business, or any ID. And after they'd gone, Butch tried to get even the police report, which is supposed to be public information, and he couldn't get the police report either.
Well, now, coast to coast, they're going to the smallest towns and going, we want you to fight terrorists, and people go to the meetings, it says it in the paper, oh, you're here actually to fight crime and spy on your neighbors, and we're going to give you file-in points, log-in points to just report on your neighbors routinely at these files, and you can get some money to do this. I mean, they're setting up people just to report on neighbors. What are your neighbors doing? I mean, it's already going, folks. It's
actually,
already happening.
It's actually worse than that, because what I found out was for the last 50 years that civil servants who often intermarry on the federal level, they're another interbred crew and have been for a few hundred years, when they semi-retire, they're given training to go into communities and they're given housing.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. They get bonus checks and are continually paid for doing just a few hours a week work, and they're literally funded to become the sheriffs, the police chiefs, the heads of the environmental groups, exactly.
All of those, the NGOs, and they set up committees in your local area, and then they collect the data on every individual in that area. They've been doing that for years, yeah.
I've run into them. They'll just admit, I mean, I've had them before, like they're doing the old lady act real friendly to me, and all of a sudden, if they see you don't have a camera, they'll get you by the arm and kind of pinch you and go, "You just better stop what you're doing." They'll even show their teeth. I guess it's a gang thing. They love the evil.
Well, they love
that the cattle can't see them. They just revel that you can't see them, folks.
Well, one of them in the last place I lived was collecting data from even the dog catcher on all the local inhabitants, every pet that they had. All this stuff was going into
it's worse than that. The carpet cleaners, the plumbers are spying on you. Mm-hmm. And folks, don't get paranoid about this. Get angry. Get a family plumber, somebody you trust. Work in our own communities. The good point is we're waking up. A lot of folks are waking up now and aren't going along with this. But by the way, they say in this article, they say Al-Qaeda on Fox News is sure to hit us in the next 90 days, but it says just be paranoid. Don't ever go the same route to work. Now, when they say that on Fox News, they're wanting you to habitualize and ritualize being personally afraid. That's why they have terror drills and report real terror happen, creates that, you know, that basic psychological image. Can you speak to that? I mean, on its face, that doesn't keep you safe from terror, taking different routes every day, unless terrorists were targeting you specifically. They know that. It's just trying to get people to habitualize this fear.
It is. You see, this technique was tried and tested in the Soviet Union. And Solzhenitsyn talked about it, how they set it up there, and how it's now set up here. The same techniques of fear and terror and impending doom, and terrorists going to hit you at any moment, was used and tested at the Soviet Union. It's even better here because there's more media coverage here to indoctrinate you.
But that's why 4 years ago they hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB, in mainstream news to help set up Homeland Security, and Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi.
That's exactly right. This is amazing that they've actually brought the experts in from our supposed arch enemies to do the same thing here. Because it really, as we know, there was no such thing as a big bad bear over there in Russia. It was all set up and funded from the West. But it was a great experimental tank to test the subjects of whole populations and see how they react. That's why they hope to have it work here even more perfectly, since it's been tried and tested and all the problems ironed out. But once you have a society that's living in fear, no one looks at anyone else on the street. That's what happened in Moscow. No one dared look at your neighbor as you passed them by. You looked at the sidewalk and the pavement. Then you have a society where there's no communication between the people, and then the ones at the top communicate directly to them via the TV.
And then you've got a class of psychopath cops that just run around enjoying themselves.
Oh, there's no doubt now. You see it get on these ride checks that you see in town. It's become habitual now. Each time they have a holiday weekend, they're out there, and not just with their breathalyzers or smelling your breath, which again is an aggressive instinct. When a man shoves his face through your windshield and sniffs your 2 inches from your nose to see if you're drinking, that's an aggressive act.
And that's getting in your space, and that's only training you so when they put hands on you to take you to an execution center, you'll go.
Exactly. It's truly an aggressive
Well, that's
act.
What the rubber bullets and the black uniforms are with the images of fire shooting out. They're getting us ready for Tiananmen Square, mowing us down en masse. We're being conditioned to accept that image.
Yes. And again, as you probably see, and this is what really gets people upset, gets everyone upset, most people today are buckling under. And when you tell them, look, you're getting no privacy, they don't mind. That tells you something's happened to their brains. They don't mind.
Well, by the way, they admit, this is not a conspiracy, folks. Mainstream universities will teach you when you take RTF that, of course, they're subliminals. It's in billboards. It's in any highly produced TV program. And they've had mainstream articles about it where most of the time it's Satan, death, blood, kill your baby, death, death, death. And they explain to him why they put death, death, death into the TV show.
Yes, everyone is, again, afraid of this death thing, especially in today's society. Death used to be pretty well understood even by youngsters 100 years ago because we took care of our dying in our own family homes. and we matured much earlier, and we had more respect for life because we handled the death of the loved ones around us, our grandmas and grandparents.
That's actually a very holy thing.
Very holy. Now, today, everything is sterilized. Your meat comes in to the grocers, all packaged and nice, and people don't know what that animal went through or how it got there. When grandpa dies, it's in hospital, and then the undertaker's got them all dressed up for a couple of days. And
he just disappears. We just warehouse him and let him die in bed stores. The humanity, the adoring the elders is gone. The literal humanity being ripped out. And, of course, the eugenicists started transhumanism. I want to give you 4 or 5 minutes on the other side to talk about that. But the transhumanists, I mean, they are incredibly wicked, and they say, oh, the gloriousness of merging with machines. Actually, it is humanity being destroyed.
It is, absolutely. It's a new race of people to be created as better servants.
Which is what the elite always said. They would create a master race for themselves, and then a servant sub-race, and then kill the rest.
That's right.
30 seconds, speak to transhumanism.
Yeah, this has been on the go for 50 years, mainly through the science fiction writers who take their orders for their stories from the futurist society. That's the big one. That's the one that gives us predictive programming from Tavistock. And they fund these guys to write them in novels, make it sound very exciting.
And that's how it works. Then they get the awards, they get the publishing deals. That's actually come out in the news before.
Yeah.
Again, guiding everything. Star Trek with the UN symbol. All of it, ladies and gentlemen, all mass programming. Unbelievable. We are facing the greatest threat to humanity ever. We've got to pray that the Spirit of the Lord be with us against this evil, because that's the only thing that can prevail.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Folks, you're living in the middle of a nightmare science fiction movie for real. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. There's very few of us that actually have a great knowledge of what's going on. And I'll tell you, I learn more every month now than I knew in the previous year. Before we go back to Alan Watt, I want to just let you know about Researched Herbs, researchedherbs.com. Hundreds of high-quality documented systems that are known for health and their nutritive effects. Live 52 is the number one best-selling herbal liver detox formula out there. With approximately 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles sold every year, they have Live 52 discounted at 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or researchedherbs.com. Fabulous products, researchedherbs.com, 1-800-845-3841. Give them a call or check out the website today. And don't forget my new film, Terror Storm, Final Cut. 17 minutes of added new info is in stores nationwide and also available at Amazon.com and Infowars.com. Alan, how do we get out of this nightmare? How do we turn this thing around? How do we stand up and expose the transhumanists and show people what this real agenda is?
I think what they're going for really is, you probably know, they're going for the youngsters. They always bypass the older generation because they're always looking towards the future. And it's the youngsters who are already watching cartoons with their heroes being with brain chips and all this kind of thing, with special powers. People have to start to communicate with the young.
And then, I agree. Very quickly, interface with the young. Also, how the schools have been turned into prisons, yeah. Thumb scanning to get lunches. Go ahead.
And they've got to start this, because if they don't, it's game over. It's the up-and-coming young ones that are really targeted for the biggest changes. And we
cameras
are, the
are now in thousands of school bathrooms. I mean, that's 1984. They're learning to go to a bathroom with a camera.
Yeah, training them for adulthood, actually. They're training them for their adulthood in a totally controlled society where everyone is watched 24 hours a day. And that's why they start them off at school with this, to get them used to the idea, so they think there's nothing wrong with it when they grow up.
We need to create a counter-youth movement, which we've really done organically, but to consciously go in and... Because if you explain to the youth, those that haven't been ruined by mercury and other toxins, how they're being manipulated, then they can see it, and can't the enemy's propaganda then work against them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the wondrous thing about what I'm doing here. I do get so much feedback from the young who stop beating their own heads against the walls and blaming themselves for not making it in the system that's drastically changing.
That's the number one thing, and we are on the same page. Folks, you don't have to make a bunch of money. You are adequate. You're not inadequate. Stop trying to be cool. All of that is scientifically crafted to destroy you. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, and once they start putting the pieces together, or at least you're helping them to do it, everything suddenly becomes clear. And the younger they are, actually, the faster they can grab a hold of all of this and understand it when it's presented to them in the right fashion. And they become active. They become active, and then they start telling their friends. And they've got more chance waking their friends up in the young generation than the older ones have, actually.
And bottom line, folks, when you wear... I don't care how you dress. That doesn't matter to me. The point is, the media and the government tell you to dress in a certain way. They tell you it's cool. Then the cops are taught that that's an enemy uniform to be alerted on. It's like they're pit bulls that have been trained to attack what you're wearing. Alan, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. A man at the FBI Academy... sent me a whole bunch of all these logos that the gangs use throughout the United States. They're all very high occultic Masonic logos, and they all agree that these children did not invent these logos themselves. They were done by very clever people above them so that they could join these gangs. Gangs were very important to disrupt society and to keep it going.
And then they put your child in jail for petty no reasons. Then they get initiated into the gang, or they get raped.
Yeah, and the police love it, because the police can then recruit more cops all the time to control the whole of society.
And then they actually recruit out of the gangs. Alan Watt, got to have you back up. Thanks for all the time.
It's a pleasure. Yeah.
You bet. We'll have you up soon again. God bless everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Get out there and take on the New World Order. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.